34-year-old Megan Hicks of Park City likes to run, so much so that she's entered the 150-mile Marathon de Sable four times. This year, she won the event by nearly an hour, becoming only the second American to win the grueling race across the Sahara Desert.
I do love to run, but more importantly, I like to run in natural spaces like the areas that surround us here in Park City. That's the draw for me, is to get out into a wild and beautiful place and perhaps spend my time running with good people.
In reality, the race is much more than a 26-mile marathon. On the hottest day of the race, temperatures climb to about 125 degrees Fahrenheit.
It's actually a bit of a nuance to call it the Marathon de Sable, the Marathon of the Sands. It's essentially a six-marathon race. Over the course of the week, you run somewhere between 145 and 155 miles. The race is broken up into six stages, so you can kind of imagine it as Tour de France style. There's a start and an end each day, and people's time, the time it takes them to run the race over the course of the day is added up each day for the week, and the winners are the folks with the lowest cumulative time. So essentially, imagine the Tour de France running, not biking, on sand in extreme heat.
The six stages of the race, she says, are run back to back.
The first three stages were between 20 and 25 miles each. The fourth stage was 47 miles. And that takes some people a little bit more than a day to do. The cutoff for that day for everybody is about a day and a half. So if you finish that day faster, you get a day of rest. If you finish that day slower, the race just continues on for you.
Training for such a high heat and sandy race, she says, requires commitment and traveling to Utah's desert.
There's no way around it. You must run a lot. My family sort of imported ourselves for 6 weeks this year to Moab, down where there is desert, where there is sand. It was cold, it was winter, but at least it was pretty much similar terrain to what you find in parts of the Sahara. So I was able to train on similar surfaces. In addition to that, I went to Morocco early, 2 weeks early, so I could go and do some running out in the heat of the day in the desert and acclimate my body to that temperature extreme.
During the run, she says she didn't listen to music much, preferring the quiet of the moment and her thoughts.
You try to stay more in the moment than in looking forward, because sometimes looking forward seems like the horizon is too far. You think about the people that are around you, the people that you're running with and racing against. You think about the Sahara Desert is a beautiful place. It's a stark beauty. It's unlike anything I've seen elsewhere on Earth. You think about that. And you think about taking care of yourself, what you need to do to stay healthy, what you need to eat, how much salt you should take, how much water you should drink. I stay in the moment.
Race organizers provide water stops along the way, but everything else, she says, must be carried by the individual racers.
You carry a backpack containing everything else that you need for the week. The food that you eat, your camping equipment, and your own personal medical supplies. You are on your own.
The 1,000 runners in the event, she says, would sleep in race-provided shade shelters each night, in sleeping bags and on a pad that racers carry. Her pack, when she first started, weighed in at 15 pounds, plus the water she would carry. As the race went along, the pack weight dropped down to about 2 pounds on the final day of the race as she ate through her food supply. She says while it's taken her a few weeks to recover, there have been no lasting impacts. As to whether she races again next year, she says she's still undecided. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.